and Daf, Pei Zayin, Omed Aleph, starting the Gemara. We have here a difficult Gemara. I'd like first to say over the Lashon HaGemara, then to say over to Mahalchim how the Achronim learn Pshat in the Gemara, and then we'll learn Rashi and Tosfos. Boi minei Rabbi Elozo Meirav. Elozo et Rabbi Shaila. Achoyvel bebas Ktano Shalacher. Someone was Choyvel in Abbas. Ktano Shalacherim, that means that Reuben was Choyvel, Shimon's daughter. Shimon's daughter was a Ktano. Chavole Lemi. Who does the Chavole belong to? Who does he pay the Chavole to? Mi Amrinon. Even the Akni Lei Rachmone Shvach Nu'urim Lo'ov. Since we see that the Torah was Makne Shvach Nu'urim Lo'ov, Chavola Nami Do'avu Ahavi. So the Chavola will also belong to the Father. Maitaime Do'avcheso Mikaspo. Because he was Mavches her from her worth. Oidilmo shvach neurim hu da aknalei lachmone. Only shvach neurim. The Torah was makne to the of. The boy lemimsalo lemukeshchin. Motzi mosa. If he wanted to, he could give her over to a mukeshchin. Abul Chavola, even the boy mischavol bo. But by Chavola, if he would want to be chayvel in his daughter, le motzi chavol, le konye le rachmone, is therefore the demei Chavola does not belong to the father. Omalei, so this was a shaila Rabbi Elozo asked from Rav. And Rav answered him, Leizochsa Teira Lo'ov, Elo Shvach Ni'urim Bilvad. Father only has a schus in Shvach Ni'urim, but not in the Mei Chavola. Now, I'd like to say over to Mahalchim how the Gedolei Achronim understood this Gemara. The Bochber Mksubis Simim Amdalet says the Shaila of the Gemara was as follows. Mi Amrinen Mikivin Da Teure Aknilei Shvach Niurim. The Teure was Makne Shvach Niurim. What does that mean? Doho Haguf Shaloi L'mchira v'kiddush. That means, the Torah said, a person can marry off his daughter. The Torah said a person can sell the daughter by a ktana. Now, the lomdis of these two halachas are that the Torah gave over the daughter to the father. She belongs to him to marry off to who he wants to marry off. And she belongs to him to sell to whoever he wants to sell. The Trabach Berweit, I'm just mentioning Lashaynes of Trabach Ber, Da Akni Lei Rachmone Shvach Neurem Le'inyin Mamoina Duhu Kemoi Chafei Tzot. I mean, the Torah, it's just like the Torah said, your daughter is yours to sell and to marry her. And that's why you can marry her off. Even though he's not getting married, but she's his to marry off. He can marry off the daughter. That is why we find that you don't have to ask her haskama, she wants to marry this person, she doesn't want to marry this person. The father is the Bailam. He decides who to marry her off to. And we understand that this is because the Torah gave the daughter in his reshus, he can marry off to whoever he wants, he can sell it to everyone. Al yidei shezoiche bo liyos kesef michiroso shaloi. So since the Torah gave the father the daughter that he can sell her and the kesef mechira belongs to him, im kein chavola nami shalav havi. So the chavola belongs to the father. Why does the chavola belong to the father? Because just like we can understand if a father has a horse to sell and someone will be mazik the horse, so versteht sich that the pchas goes to the Baal Hasus. I had a horse, it's my horse to sell, and memela you were mafchis, the shavius of the horse, you have to pay me nezik. If the Torah gave the father a daughter to marry off, or to sell, so pshat is, dahu kemoi chafetz of Rabbah, it's like his. It's his to marry off. It's his to sell. And now she was nitchas, she's worth less. You can't sell her now for the same price if he was, someone was chayvelah. He can't marry her for the same price, so he lost from this chavola, so he's the baal, you paid to him. Oishema loidomi lishvach na'urim. Maybe it's not doim at all to shvach na'urim. The davke boish, it could be shvach na'urim. The Torah said you can marry her off, you can sell her, but not that it's mamish to say mamish. It's your chayfet. You have a schus to marry her, you have a schus to sell her. You get the money, but not it's your momin, and they were chayvel in your momin. No, you have a schus to get the kesef kedushin, and that's it. But not that it's yours. Maybe later we'll see, maybe another beer. The davke boishes upgam da'ines upitoy. We find boishes upgam. Now, what is the din of a person was ma'anis, Reuven was ma'anis Shimon's daughter. So he pays boishes upgam to the father. Now, upgam is nezek. Now, what nezek? What's the nezek? The nezek is, before she was a psula, now she's a ba'ula, she's worth less. So the nezek goes to the father. So Emerson, there we see that nezek belongs to the father. There we see clearly such a thing. Agamos, klanga, shayla, if a person was choyvel apasiv, she belongs to the father. But really, we have enough in the parsha that pagam belongs to the father. So see that. So he says, could be Pagam is another Inyan in Gansen, and we cannot be Medame Chavole to Pagam. Why? The Davke Boishis of Pagam, the Oines of Piti, the Zeiche Kolkach Begufe, Sheyesh Loidin Aknas, the Iboi Mosel, or the Menuvel, or the Vaisha, Mishimachi Have a Chavole Shaloi of Oines of Mephat. That means, what was the Pagam? When a person is ma'anis absula, the pgam is before she was absula, now she's a ba'ula, someone was ma'anis her, so that's a pgam. This pa'ula that was done through her, that was done with her, the father has the koyach to duplicate this pa'ula. He could give her over to Tamanubu Mukeshin. He has a daughter of psula, can go over to Manuva Mukeshchin and tell him, you know, give me $10,000, I'm marrying you off my daughter. So Memele, that pagam that she suffered when someone was ma'anis, so the father is a bailam to be paygemar with this pagam. He can do the same thing. What happened with her to a ma'anis? He can do it with a Manuva Mukeshchin. He makes all his pesula, and so Memele, this pagam, in Boishes, the Torah gave him the koyach to create this pagam. So Memele, so there the Torah said, if he's the Bailam to create the Pagam, so if the Pagam was done with her, he's the recipient of the Dmei Pagam. I mean, since he's Bekoyach to marry off his daughter, to make her Ois Psula, to make her a Behula to Manubu Mukeshrin, so he's a Bailam, the Torah gave him the Koyach to create this Pagam, so if someone else was Ma'anus on Pagama, he gets the Dmei Pagam. But here we're speaking about that someone was Chayvala. And someone was Chayvala, the father is no Bailas whatsoever to be Chayval Bebitoy. So he's not a Bailim to create a Chavola. So Kubi is not a Bailim to receive the Dmei Chavola. So again, let us has over how Rabobel learned. Rabobel learned there are two tzadim in the Gemara. There's one tzad in the Gemara, since he has a bailus to marry her off and to sell her, and it's considered ki'ilu she's mamaynai, she's chafetzov, that he can sell her and marry her off. So now, it was nifchas kaspa, after Sami Kaspa, now her market value went down, her marriage value went down, he possessed in his daughter a koyach to marry her off, and that was worth X amount of money, and now through the Chavola, he lost, a chelik of the Shavius is now lost, he was mafsed this money. So therefore, the Chavola belongs to him. Or maybe no, that is not a cheshbon that the Chavola should belong to him. He can marry her, he can sell her, but not call that his horse, that to consider it mamish afazoi bait, that you will mazik his horse, and then therefore you pay him the dmei asus. Could be it's not similar to that. But what I want to say, but even though we find that pagam, which is also a priestess in her shavius, belongs to the father. That is because the father has a bailus to create the pekam. It's biyodei lemosro lemenuvul umukishchin. So memele, that is why the pekam belongs to him. But the mei chavola, since it's not biyodo to be chayvul of, so he doesn't have a schus into the mei chavola. This is how Rabobel learns Pshat Agamal. Now, the Dalkei David in Baba Kameh says a different Pshat. The Dalkei David says, Inema deschus mamoin sheyesh lo zochsa hatoire loho. We see that Kesef Kedushin, really, when you're being Mekadish, Aisha, Aktane, really, the Kedushin belongs to the Isha. I mean, you're supposed to give the Kesef Kedushin to the Isha Miskadeshes. Aval Pikein, the Torah says the father gets the money. So we see the Torah gave him a schus in her mominess. She should get the Kesef Kedushin. But the Torah gave him a schus in her mamonis. So it could be, just like the Torah gave him a schus in her mamonis, and a schus in mamon of Kesef Kedushin, of Kesef Mechire. So the Torah gave him a schus in Kesef Chavola. That means, theoretically, the money, the Dmei Kedushin theoretically should go to her. But the Torah said that the money that theoretically goes to her goes to the father. That's Shvach Neurim. So what's the chilek if it goes to her because of Kedushin, because of Chizas Ome, or because of Kabbalah? Someone was chayvul in her. So he has a schus in the, that's the Shvach Neurim, the moment that she gets, the Torah was mezake to the father. That's the Ineme deschus momen sheyesh lo zochsa hatoyre lo the gam schus momen shel chavola bechlal. The schus momen of chavola is also the same. אוי שהתויר זוכסה להאוב שהוא יאביילם של הבאס למויכו לקאצ'ה. Maybe different upshot. The Torah says that the money that she's supposed to get for Kiddush and he's Zeichen that money. No, it doesn't work like that. The Torah says he's the Bailam to be Mekadosh. She's his to be Mekadosh. So over there, he's marrying her off, so he gets the moment. Whatever he's a bailam to do, he can marry her off, so he's the one that's being mekadosh, he gets the kes of kedushin. He can sell her, so he gets the kes of mechirah. So the second mahalach of the Darkei David, is like this, go on under mahalach. The mahalach is, do I say that the Torah was mezake the Ov, that he is a schus in all the momentous that she's acquired, just like the case of Kiddushin, the Torah was mezake the money that rightfully goes to her ends up by him. That's called Shvach Niyurim. So just like the money of Kesef Kedushin that goes to her ends up by him, so Dmei Chavola also goes to him. That's the first Malach. Or the second Malach, that's wrong. Napshat, the money that goes to her, that rightly goes to her, ends up by the father. The father is the Mekadosh. He has a right to be Mekadosh. So Memele, so if he's the Mekadosh, the money goes directly to him. He's the Mekadosh. He's the Moichas. So that's why he gets the Dmei Mechir of a Nome, he gets the Dmei Kedushin when he marries off his daughter. But over here, he has no right to be Chayvola. He's no Bailas and Chavola. So Memele, someone is Chayvola, he owes her the money, and it remains by her. These are two Mahalchim. How to learn Pshat in our Gemara. Now, according to the... Now, let us see the Gemara in the Vayinik again. Now, we'll try, perhaps, to understand the words of the Gemara a little better. Boi minei rabolozor merav. Achoyvel bebas ktane shal acherim chavolo lemi. Mi omrin in kivin da akni leirachmone shvach neurim lo'o. So, according to Rabor Ber, that means, since he can marry her off, and she's called his to marry off, is chavol and namidavua. So if she was nechbal, that goes. So the dmei chavol goes also to the father. My time of the achasamikach, because now he possessed a daughter to marry off, and now she's worthless. So if she's worthless, so he lost. He had a daughter to marry off, and now he can marry off for the same price tag. So like Rabbah Ber is very good, the Loshon of the Gemara. According to the Darkei David, I don't understand the Loshon of Gemara too well. Let's go back again to the Loshon of Gemara. Boi minei rabbeloza mera, achayvu bebastanu shalachayrem chabolo lemi. Mi amrinen kiven da akni leirachmone shvach neurim lo'o chavoli namidavu. So according to the Darkei David, the Gemara wants to say, just like we see that the kesef kedushin, which rightfully belongs to her, the Torah gave over to the father, chavole namidavu. So the chavole that also rightfully belongs to her, the father is oichet. So that's good. Now the Gemara says, my time is the afchaso mikaspo. Why is this necessary? This is irrelevant. The shaila is if he is aschus in her, in the moment of chavola. Yafchaso, I mean, that's irrelevant. If it is not afchaso mikaspo, you don't pay nesek, but that's irrelevant. Doho. So these three words I don't understand. About Kaponim, these are the two ways how to learn the first time. Now let's go to the second time. Oy Dilma. Shvach Nurim Udakne Le Rachmone Diboy Lemim Salo Lemuke Shchin. Motzi Mosa. The second side is, So according to Rav Vorber, the second Tzaddis, that the Tidawar Hizoyche in Boishes of Pagam, which we see there, the Nezik belongs to the father, because he's a Bailim, to be Mevayisha, to be Poigimha. Die boy mims de lo hod ad hoy dum schwach nur mo da akne lach monne die boy le mims de lo le muke schrim sind so te gem ma bailes liv goy ma isa the te gem ma bailes le vay isa isa ma si mo sa so therefore the pagan belongs to avol havol given the boy mis habo boy le mo si havol but since he is no bailes to be habo like kan ye le rachmon. That is according to the Bochbel. And according to the Darkei David, he says the Torah only gave him Kesef Kedushim because he's a Bailam on Kedushim. The Torah gave him Boishes of Pagam because he's a Bailam Lepogma. But since he's not a Bailam Lepogma, so he doesn't have the Dmei Chabot. These are the two mahalchim how to learn pshat and the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. The Rashi bebas ktano shalacherem chabol olami. So Rashi says, why did the Gemara mention ktano? Gdoilo vaday dido havi. By the gdoilo, there's no shayli. There's no schusim at all in a gdoilo. Shmach nuurim lo. Tersiv binoreo beisavio. Kol shvach nu, so Rashi brings a posik. How do you know that the shvach nuurim belong to the father? Because it says binoreo beisavio. When she's a nairo, kol shvach nuurim, every prophet that she gets als nairo, lavio, afilu kesef kidusheo shaloi, even the kesef kidushin is her. So that's the chmir that Rashi is very good according to the Darkei David. That the Gemara is saying that Rashi means a posik. Pinureh beisabiyo. When she's a nairo, kol shvach nureho loaviyo. Kol shvach nureho loaviyo. That means all the prophets that she gets is loaviyo. After the Kesef Kedushin Shaloi, even her Kesef Kedushin belongs to him. So L'chayre Sarashi means to say, so her Kesef Kedushin belongs to him, who adin, that, the Meichavola belongs to him. The boy Mosolo Avia Lamukishin. Then the Gemara said, no, could be, so if we're learning like the Darkei David, so Lachaire, that's me Rashi is Gewaldik Ishmak. Rashi is saying, there's a posik, Kol Shvach Nurim Lavia. Even the Kesef Dushin belongs to the father. So could be that the Dabai Chabala also belongs to the father. So the Gemara says, no, the boy Mosolo Avia Lamukishin. The chsiv es biti nasati leishaze alma biyodai lesito lemisha yirte hilkach kesef kedusha nami lavi. So lechayre Rashi is saying as follows. Nah, it's not so the way you understood it. Kol shvach nurim lavia. Whatever profit she gets goes to the father. Mamela she got money out. Chabala also goes to the father. Nah, that's not pshat. You know why the father gets Kesem Kedushin? Because he can marry her off. He's the Mekadosh. That's why he gets Kesem Kedushin. But don't build because all prophets go to the father. The reason Hilkach, you learned wrong pshat in Kesem Kedushin. Not Kesem Kedushin belongs to the father out Kol Shvach Nurim Lavia. Then you'll start saying, well, Kol Shvach Nurim, who had in Kesem Chavol? No. You know why the father gets the Kesef Kedushin? Because he can marry off to whoever he wants. He's the Bailam on the Kedushin. Hilkach Kesef Kedushel Nami Lavia. So if he has a bialis on Kedushin, so the Kesef Kedushin belongs to him. But over here, when it comes to Chavola Leimotzi Chavol Bo, then Adam Rash, then Adam Rashoy Lachbol Bebite, the Israelisi, Va'avar Ala Yosef Pen Yosef. So Mamela, Tachsime Rashi is very much Mashme like the Balkedov. Now, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, the way we're learning Pshat and Rashi, so L'chayre, the Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara was as follows. The Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara is, why does Kesef Kedushin belong to it? Does Kesef Kedushin belong to Malzaloch of Shvach Neyurim, all the prophets that she acquires, the father is Zoyche? So Mamela, this is also a prophet she acquired. She got money to make Havola. Or no, the reason Kesef Kedushin belongs to him, because he's the Mekadosh. He can be Mekadosh at that. He's the Mekadosh. That's Hilkach Kesef Kedushin El Nami Lavia. Ashi, no, you learned the wrong pshat in Kesef Kedushin. Now that he gets the money, he can marry her off to whoever he wants to. So therefore, he gets the money because he's the Mekadosh. He's the Mekadosh. He'll cut Kesef Kedushin Nami Lavi. Fine. Frekt the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and Rashi two kashes. From these two kashes, Achsma will see that he learned Pshat and Rashi the way we learned. One kashe the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks, so why do you have to talk about a Menuvel Mukashin? Why do you have to talk about a Menuvel Mukashin? Declaring why the Kesef Kedushin belong to him. The Kesef Kedushin belong to him because it's a Shvach Nurim the Kedin. So maybe the Mechavol also belongs to him. Or no, maybe Kesef Kedushin belongs to him because he's Mekadosh. That's why he belongs to him. It's not a Shvach Nurim. Not he gets, he's Zoich in her moment. He's the Mekadosh. So the Gemara should have said, I deal with the Gemara should have said, Time of the boy, Mekadosh law. That's where the Kesef Kedushin belongs to him. Because he came in Mekadosh. That's why the Kesef Kedushin belongs to him. Why do you have to talk about Amukishchet? This kasha, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks on Rashi. So Ben Mitzin, I saw in the Mafteach, he brings down from a Chedushi, Ram Chaziz, that Ram Chaziz says, Agav the noketochi beduk tachin and noketochi menuvel avalochi dailome shebiyod lekasha. Einachanami, the menuvel is lemal emerd because Rashi doesn't even talk about menuvel. Rashi just says that it's beyond. It can be mekadosh. The case of dushna is because he can be mekadosh. He's a mekadosh. Beyond the seat to be shiyot. Menuvel is lemal emerd. That's perhaps one teretz on the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz's kasha, or perhaps we could say another teretz. Be'emesin, the teretz says, as biti nasati l'isha zeh. So in this pasuk we learn the father can be mekadosh daughter. Now let us clear achkire. What is pshat in this pasuk? So really we could learn two ways. One way we could learn that he's the Bailam to be Mekadosh, the way we said, he's the Mekadosh, she belongs to him for Kedushin, that means he's the Mekadosh. Perhaps we can learn a second way. Really, she's the one that's getting married. The Torah made him a Shliach for her. She's a Ketamen. She can't decide who's good for her to marry, not good for her. So the Torah said, the Torah is like an apotropis on her issues. Not that like we mentioned before from that, he's a bailam on her to be Mekadosh. She's the Mekadosh. He's the apotropis to be Mekadosh. The Torah gave him the right to be Mekadosh. But Lamaisa, he's like a shliach of hers. So then that is no reason that the money should belong to him. Okay? So if the money should belong to him or not belong to him, depends on the Shaila. Is he the Bailam of the Kedushin or is he our Shliach? So it could be the proof of the pudding is if he could even mekadesh ot hamenul. If pshat is the Torah only gave him, he can marry her off, he has a better yediyah who's a good shidduch for her. So then I can say he's a shliach and don't worry, your father knows what's good for you. But I made him the shliach. But then it could be only he's a shliach of hers. But if I see that he could be mekadesh ot hamenul l'chol adayis, so it's not pshat that he's a shliach, please. Al-Kochach, the Torah made him a bailim that he could be mekadesha, because man, she's a ktana. So it could be, that is why the Gemara mentioned Menubel, Mukeshchin. The Gemara mentioned Mukeshchin to prove this nekuda, that the reason the Kesef Kedushin is because he's the mekadesh. How do I know he's the mekadesh, and not that he's a shliach for her? Because you see what kind of zivik he can pick out for her. If he can pick out for her a menuvel, a mukeshchin, so you see that he's the mekadesh, not that he's an apotropos or a shliach for her. Al kaponim b'achsam, this is shitas Rashi. We mentioned one kash of the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. But why do you have to mention mukeshchin? And then the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks another kasha, which is also a very good kasha, the way we understood Pshat and Rashi. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks, how can you compare Kesef, the Mei Chavola, to Kesef Kedushin? I mean, just like the Torah gave him the Kesef Kedushin, so he's there to the Mei Chavola. I mean, everything goes in one pot. All monies go to him. I mean, the Torah said Kesef Kedushin. He's eichin the money. Eichin Teisha should say, no, he's eichin Kesef Kedushin. He's eichin the Mechabola. My Shaychi Yadodi. This, the Teisha Ben Eperes asks on Rashi. And because of that, he is a whole new pshat in the Gemara. Whole new pshat. Now, what is the pshat of the Teisha Ben Eperes? A beautiful pshat. He said, the Gemara was the whole shaila of chavola, the Dmei chavola belonged to the father. We see that pagam belongs to the father. We see pagam belongs to the father. Now what is pagam? Pagam is nezek. Pagam is nezek. So memele, so the mother wanted to learn out chavola from pagam. And that's the first half of the Gemara. Should I say, mi amrinen kiven da aktila achmona shmach neurim la'av? The Torah gave pagam to the father. Why did the Torah give pagam to the father? Because he suffers from this. Someone is manas his daughter, now in the market she's worth much less. So just like the Torah gave pagam to the father, so the Torah should also give it to my chavola to the father. What's the chilek if she was nivgam, that she's ois psula, or she was nivgam, she's handless? What's the chilek? Abba kaponim. So the Gemara, the first thought of the Gemara was, I'm more than a kitsushta. I'm not learning up from other things. And the Gemara was medame chavola to pgam, which in reality are very similar. Pagam is the hezik that occurs to him when someone is ma'anisa. And the pagam belongs to the father. He suffers from this. From the mele, he gets the pagam. So he's suffering if they cut off her hand. He also suffers from it. He gets the chavala. Or maybe no. The Torah gave him the bailas to be pagama. He can marry off the manubal mukashrin. That's why he gets the pagam. Not because he's suffering from the pagam. The Torah gave him a bailus on this pagam. He could be paigimah by giving up mukashrin, so he's the bailam on the pagam. But over here, he's not a bailam on chavola. This is how the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz learns pshat in the Gemara. Now, let us see Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. Kiven da akni le rachmone shvach neurim lo'ov. Now, so Tosfos goes on Rashi. Perish bekuntres, dechsi binoreo beisobiyo. Kol shvach neurim lo'ovio. Rashi learned, and we had mentioned Hey, Rashi's like the Darki David. The Gemara wants to learn out that the Schusei Momen that the Tana acquires goes to the father. How do you know this? In the Rea Beis Avia, Kol Shvach Nurim L'Avia. So just like he's Zeichen the Mei Kedushin Shalom, he should be Zeichen the Mei Chabolah. This is a Rashi by us. Then there's another Rashi in Bob Metzia, Ubishnaim Oichsim, Gabi Metzia's Noye Bite Yaktane. If a daughter found a Metzia, so Rashi says over there, Perish, the Bite Metziosa Lavia, Mishum Deshvach Nurim Lavia. Also the same thing. Aktana found a Metzia, goes to the father. Why? Kol Shvach Nurim Lavia. Because of the Perish. So Taisvah says, this is a pachat, what Rashi says. That means if you're learning Baba Kama, you could understand Rashi. You're learning Baba Metzia, you understand Rashi. But if you look in the Gemara and Kedushin, you'll see Rashi is 100% wrong. Because you're a perush, the Bereish per Kama, the Kedushin, the Beilu Naris, Omer, the Huba, Poros, the Dorma, the Chsi. What says the Posik? The Norea Beisavi is a Posik in Parshas Matis. It's not talking about Schusei moment. It's speaking about that the father has a schus to be made for Hanadorim. Binurea beis avio. That means that he has a klech to be made for Hanadorim. V'lo yafina mehosem shardvo. The Gemara says, mamayna meisur lo yafina. So this pasuk that Rashi had brought, that our Gemara was mefalpul, does he have a schus? And the Mei Chavola, because it says with the Rebbe Sabiya, and Shuldik, this Posik is not speaking about Schusei Momen. This Posik is speaking about Schus Lahof in the Doreo. So, how do you bring this Posik in the Mei Chavola Lavio? But between you and me, Taisvah says a stickle problem. The Gemara, This Loshen Shvach Neurim is a Loshen of the Gemara that says this by the Rebbe Savi. The Gemara uses this Pasuk, Kol Shvach Neurim Lavia. So Taisu says, V'nire de Bechol Duchti de Nokat Shvach Neurim L'simne Ba'alme Nokta. It doesn't mean that this Pasuk by the Rebbe Savi, Kol Shvach Neurim Lavia. It's only Chapson HaSimit, B'loim Mishim de Mapik Mi B'Neurim Rebbe Savi. Now the second Rashi says that the reason the Kesef Dushin belongs to the father, Rashi says the Kesef Dushin shaloi diboy mosom duvo mukeshchin. Here Rashi says because he's a bailam to be Mekadisha. So Rashi also seems to say that the Kesef Dushin belongs to the father, not al binorei beis aviyah. So we're Mavayah, I mean, according to the Darki Dovid, I forget, these are the two stuff. Anyway, but you see, you don't use the Spinarei Beis Avia for everything. And that what the din is that the Metziah of Abbas belongs to the father, is not al this posik, Mishum Eva, it's al a different posik in Gans. It's a posik, it's a Takonis Chachamim. Because if she finds a Metziah, and she doesn't give it to the father might get very, very insulted. And let's make a very interesting scenario. The father's a hard-working man, and he works, and then he gives his daughter, his small daughter, she has food, and boarding, and clothing, and thus works very hard for her. He doesn't want anything from the daughter. She's a ktan. One fine day, she goes, walks in the street, and she finds $10,000 in the street. $10,000. She comes home, tells her father, look, I found $10,000. $10,000. Mama, she has bills over his head. He's wondering how he's ever going to pay. Baruch Hashem, Hashkoche, Protest. Rochele, give me the $10,000. No, it's mine. I found it. Now, if this scenario will remain the way it is, we should know there'll be a tremendous, unless he's a Tzadik Yisoid Olam, the father, but if he'd be so good to her. You worked so hard. Abisha should have. But now she didn't do anything. She just picked up $10,000 and he needs it so desperately. And she tells him in his face, no, I'm going to keep it. I'll show you. The next day he comes, Rachele, Mazel Tov. You're married. You're married to who? See that maneuver? I told him, I said, I need $10,000. He said, give me $10,000. I'll give you my daughter. I got the $10,000. I don't need your $10,000. I can take care of myself. So Chazal saw a Mordechai. If we will go Meikar Adin and she'll keep the Metziah, there'll be Mordechai friction between the father and the daughter. She doesn't realize what she's doing with her stubbornness, but it can make terrible things. Chazal said, let her have a good shidduch. The $10,000 belong to the father. That's what Rashi says, Taisa says over here. The shouldn't be a sin. Can the meforish begmar pegnarish and ispatzo? The chayshin and shemo mitoich sin. She loitite and loy metziah. She won't give him the metziah. She found it. She didn't work for it. And she'll be so stingy. She won't give it to him. Im seren elam nuvu mukeshrin. So Mamela, that's what the Gemara says. Fine. So Mamela, so that's what Rashi said. That in two places, Kesef Kedushin belongs to the father. Because when the Rebbe is over here. That's what Rashi says above Metziah. Metziah belongs to the father. Because when the Rebbe is over here. That's 100% wrong, Tosfos says. When the Rebbe is over here, has no shaykhis at all with these things. When the Rebbe is over here, speaking about the Dorim and the Tzisurim and the Nerav Esavi is not a factor at all. Fine. So what is the Shail of the Gemara? Now we have to know the Shail of the Gemara. Mi boi lai b'chavo l'le Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Leza klar the Shail of someone was chayvo the basketan, the af al gab, the ain't shayich bo eva. Here there's no eva over here. That means never if someone went and cut off, someone went and cut off a hand, and now now Yen is giving $10,000. There won't be any Ava whatsoever. The father will say, give me the $10,000. He very well realizes it that, Nei Nebuch, she is Tsar and thus there won't be any Ava. Like Kofit Bemidi de Islai Tsar Abigufai, Kedama Lakama. Mikomakim Loyalu Liye Shalav, Mishum Ba'afchasa Mikaspa. So that's the Khmer. Taisvis learned like a both bear. Taisvis learned like a both bear that the two stodim of the Gemara are that the first stod is since he's a bailim to sell her, since he's a bailim to marry her off. So Memele, the Chabola affects him. He's the Makadish, he's the Moicha. So Memele, therefore, the Pchas affects him. It's called Mamoinoi Lekadesh Vilimka. Or maybe not. That's what he gets to Kesef Kedushin and thus that does not entitle him to get to the Mei Chavola. And that what he gets. Pagam is something else. This is Biyode Lefoigma. Limsalo Lemukeshrin. So that's why he's the Bailem on the Pagam, but he's not a Bailem on Chavola. That Asmir Pshat and Tosfos. Now, this is the Shaila. Omalei, so this was a Shaila that Rabbi Loza asked Rav, Omalei loizoksa ha-teire lo'ov elo shvach ne'urim bolvad. The Teire was only mizake shvach ne'urim to the father, not the mechavola. Mechabula does not belong to the father. Now, let us just skip down three lines from the bottom. The last word on the third line from the bottom. Bechein omar eish lakish. Loizof sa teire lo'ov elo shvach nurim bilvat. Eish lakish also holds like Rav, that Yoni is shvach nurim, perhaps which is Pagam. He doesn't have He doesn't have more than that. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu p'tia. Afilu, someone wounded her, and the father gets the money. So Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik an rav. I think more of p'tia is how could I talk, because someone wounded her, the father will get the money. Afilu rabbi lezer leke mi boile, el achavola d'afchasa mi kaspa. A Chavolah, that she's worth less. That was the Shaila. I will see if someone put a wound there. She has a wound on her foot or on her stomach. She's not worth less. And now Rabbi Yochanan says, there's a wound, there's a scar. The father gets it. No one ever cholamed. Should belong to the father. Omer Rabbi Yosi Bachanine Shepotzo Bifoneho Ba'afcheso Mikaspa. No, we're speaking about, Rabbi Yosi is speaking about that a person made a wound in her face. She has a terrible scar on her face, which will never go off. And this is a pchas. No one wants to buy it for a shifche. No one wants to buy it. She says, V'arei biyodoi lemoicho. Very interesting. The Shaila of the Gemara Rashi learned in Shaila was, you learn from Kesef Kedushin, or maybe Kesef Kedushin is different. Then the Gemara ends up, but there's a different Afchas HaMikaspa. There's an Afchas HaMikaspa that he could have sold her, Al Tzktana, and now that she has this scar on her face, no one wants to buy her. So, that's the Svar of Rabbi Yochanan, and then Rav and Rish Lakish don't hold like this. Let us see Taisvis. Oma leile zichsa teira lov elo shvach ni'urim bilvat. Again, we have this lotion shvach ni'urim. So Taisvis says, lesimna ba'al menoket ha'ilishna kideperashti pafilo potza befoneo da'af chiso mikaspo kasova rav delesle la'av midi. The father doesn't have anything, even though she's worth less. V'chein reish lokish l'kamon. Rabbi Yochanan Polig, usvira leidim potza b'fonech ha'balosa shalav. So this is, behave our machlokes. The mei chavole, Rav reish lokish holds belongs to her, and Rabbi Yochanan holds belongs to him. Vim taima. V'taisvis v'heichi pligi Rav reish lokish ha'Rabbi Yochanan. How can Rav and Reish Lakish be chaylik on Rabbi Yochanan? B'reish narash and ispatzo, mashme bebraise de chavolo de potzo befoneo habilo. This is a baraise. From the baraise, the mashmois a baraise is that if someone was potzo befoneo, someone was chaybolo, the father gets the dmei chavolo. That's how it would seem from the baraise. So Mamela, it's enough in the Baraisa, so Taisva says, so Mamela, these are Meroim, Rav, Reish Lakish. So, there's enough in the Baraisa that the Mei Chavola belongs to the father. The Yeshloima. So now Taisva says, to Mahalchem. So we wrap to now at Taisva, Taisva is a problem. We hear Arsugi has been the Falpul. Someone was chayvul, doesn't belong to the father, doesn't belong to the father. We end up on machlekes, Rav and Reish Lakish holds it doesn't belong, Rabbi Yochanan holds it does belong. But I have a baraisa that it does belong. So now we have a baraisa that belongs to the father, so what pshat in Rav and Reish Lakish? V'yesh loima. So Taisa says, the hosa mairi b'pchisas kesef sha'ad yemei naris. On the side, there's a girsa sha'ad yemei naris. Shetaitse Mershusov, then she goes out Mershusov, Shoisa Nifcheses Dova Muat, Moyeroitza Lamacha, Oisa Dova Muat, Kula Alma Moide de la of Havye, the Hainu Shvach Neurim Gemurim, Bahoch and Echleku, Bachol Aprises in Nifcheses Kol Yomer Bepsiazu, Achlacha Shekolo Yemei Neurim, Svirle le Ravel Reish Lakish de Dido have Rabbi Yochanan Sova Dohil ve Ira Prisa Zu Benaruse Taikula Laav. Now, Taisvis is saying a mouthful over here, and let us try to explain Taisvis. Taisvis says like this. When someone is chayvul in the Akhtana, let us make it interesting. She becomes a Naira when she's 12 years old. So let's say she was 11 and a half years old. Someone comes over to her, Schoibel, Potsa Befanel, a scar. So the father goes over to this Schoibel and says, you know, if I wanted to right now, I could sell her for the Mavriye for 6 months. It's also something with a price. And I'm about to sell her for the Mavriye for 6 months. And now because of you, I could have gotten for the 6 months $1,000. Now I can only get $300. Right? You're mazik me. So Taisvis, that everyone agrees. The pchas of the main mechiros, everyone agrees. Agabucha, that's not like Rashi, we learned on that peches, for Ebiyodi Lamochot. He says, nah, everyone agrees on this. This Rama Shlokas is also like. The machloikis, Rav and Rabbi Yochan, is about a different shayla. We're not speaking about money that one could have made for a 6 month period. We're speaking about the more bigger money. We're speaking about much bigger money. We're speaking about that, you know, now that she has a scar, let's talk about she has a scar. You can't sell her. Am I see her there? The case of Kedushin. Let's talk about Kedushin for 1 minute. A person marries Anisha, it's a Kinyan Elomi, and let's say he would give $10,000 for the Sisha, she'll be his wife forever. Now, there's a scar on her face, that means forever he has to. Talking about before plastic surgery was invented. So in the Mela, he has to have a wife with a scar the whole life. This is a pill he's not willing to swallow pay $10,000 for it. So in the Mela, he'll give $1,000. Taking into consideration, because this is a lifetime's hezek. So Rav says, why should the father get the $10,000? $10,000, that means the hefsid is not only for toshit for the next 6 months. It's a lifetime hefsid. She's only bershus avio till nairis, till bagres. So memele, how much belonged to him and his nifsad, we can understand that there the chavala will belong to him. But we're speaking about a lifetime's affair, so the hefsid goes to her also. That means she's only b'shus aviyah until naris or bagres. We're talking about ma'is yedeh or kedushin. So memele, so he shouldn't acquire the whole money, because the hefsid is for after naris and bagres. That's what Rav holds. And so Mamela, she should also get a chelik in the Chavola. Rabbi Yochanan holds the hoyo v'ira p'chisa zu b'narusa, since the p'chas happened b'narusa, tekula lo'ov. The father gets the whole thing. So Rabbi Chonon and Kovit Shiurim wants to say, what's the machloikis? L'chayre, Rav is very understandable. That means the father has a bailus in her for Tomaris, Tomogris. We understand how much he has in her was nifsad to the Chavola. But that's how mukbal his bailus is. But this Chavola affected this manim after Naris and Bogris. In this man, he's not a bailam in Gansen. So Mamela, the Demei Chavola, which we calculate from because of the latest manim also,
That goes to her, not to him. That is what Chav held. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it belongs to the father because the Chavola happened when she was a Ketana. Zogt Rabbi Yochanan, so what? The Chavola happened when she was a Ketana. But you have to calculate who's suffering from the Chavola. He's suffering, she's suffering. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Dikazach. Rabbi Yochanan wants to say, Rabbi Yochanan holds that a daughter belongs to the father forever. She sits forever. When she becomes a bogres, so the bogres is maftiya his bailus. But it's a hafko mikan ulahaba. He gives a meridic example, and from the example come back to what he says over here. He says, there's a din and eved ivri, and eved ivri works till yoyva. Fala nirza works till yoyva. So it brings a meridic Ramban. The Ramban says, no, that's not shalim. When I'm koine neved ivri, he's mine forever. It comes yoivul. Yoivul is afkata de malke. Yoivul makes it ois mine. All neved ivri becomes ois yours. Zokta Ramban, what will be if I bought a neved ivri, when the bizman sha yoivul noyik, and then yoivul became bottle. The base of English became chor, the yidin went and goes, yoivul became bottle. Zokta Ramban, what's going to be with neved ivri? He's yours forever. Sometimes I bought him till Yovel. I bought him forever. No, Yovel comes, Yovel is mafkia him from me. Yovel never came, so he's mine forever. As I say in Ramban. Zokt, the Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan holds, the daughter is Bershus Aviya forever. She says, when she becomes a Boigres, the Boigres takes her out of his Rishus. But it's that when she becomes, if she comes out of his rishus, that means the baidus he had forever is taken away from him when she becomes a baidus. So he says, Rabbi Yechanan said, the Chavala was now when she was a ketana. Who did she belong to now when she was a ketana? To the father. She's the father's forever. Bogus will take away. But the bogus is at presently not here. So memele, the Chavala goes to the father. The whole hezek of the chavala goes to the father, because when the hezek was made, she was his forever. That's what Rabbi Chanan wants to say in this first teretz of Tosfos. Inami, a second teretz, Tosfos wants to differentiate between chavala, hoche b'meshi nifcheses l'kedushin, v'svirelei l'rav l'rish lokish l'izochi l'kedushin mamish, so now, I'd like to say over a Mirdike, Er Sameach says, the Svor of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, he says, a father can marry off a daughter, and a father can sell a daughter. He says, but there's a Mirdike Chilik. He says, they sell a daughter for Namavri. When the father sells his daughter, let's analyze what is happening. The daughter belongs to the father, Lamaise Yodel. The Maise Yodel of Akhtana now belongs to the father. When he's selling, he's giving over what I possess to you. That's every Mechir is like this. That means I have an ownership in the Karke. I'm giving over my ownership to you. That's called selling. So Memele, by Oma Vriya, he had a Kenyan Maisa Yodel, so his ownership is being given over. That's his chus of Mechiras Oma. He has an ownership in Ola Maisa Yodel, and that is being transferred to the Ode. So he says, if a person has an ownership in something, and you're mazik it, so you have to pay to the owner. I have a chus Maisa Yodel, no, which is worth X amount of money. And now you, the chavol is afchas amikaspas. So you are mazik that what I possess. He says, when it comes to kedushin, is it the same way? I had a schus ishus in my daughter, and I'm giving over my schus ishus to you. Chas v'shal. There's no such thing. Father, he's not giving over what he possessed to her. He's being makadisha to someone else, but not that he possessed. This is not. It's not called he's giving, kedushin is not called he's giving over what he possessed to someone else. Zochter Samech, that's the Sfor of Rav. Rav held like this. By Mechire, the Gemara says, Maisa Yodel, or Omo, or by Omo. By Mechire, the Hefzid is to the father, I possess something in the daughter, that's what I sell. So if you're being Choyvel, you're being Choyvel, what I possess, you will Mazik me. I suffered the Hezik. So there the Gemara says, the chavol of the vasicha belongs to the father. Legabi mechire. But here we're speaking about legabi kesef kedushin. The kesef kedushin that the father gets is not because he has in his daughter schusay issues. So you were chayvel my schusay issues, which was, I was able to sell. I don't have any schusay issues in the daughter. I'm the kaif to marry her off, but I don't possess anything in the daughter. So here Rav says, so then the Dmei Chavola belongs to the Baas and not to the father.